June 17th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Uncritical Temper. Judge not, that ye be not judged. Matthew 7:1. Jesus says regarding judging, don't. The average Christian is the most penetratingly critical individual. Criticism is a part of the ordinary faculty of man. But in the spiritual domain, nothing is accomplished by criticism. The effect of criticism is a dividing up of the powers of the one criticized. The Holy Ghost is the only one in the true position to criticize. He alone is able to show what is wrong without hurting and wounding. It is impossible to enter into communion with God when you are in a critical temper. It makes you hard and vindictive and cruel, and leaves you with a flattering unction that you are a superior person. Jesus says, as a disciple, cultivate the uncritical temper. It is not done once and for all. Beware of anything that puts you in the superior person's place. There is no getting away from the penetration of Jesus. If I see the mote in your eye, it means I have a beam in my own. Every wrong thing that I see in you, God locates in me. Every time I judge, I condemn myself. See Romans 2, 17-20. Stop having a measuring rod for other people. There is always one fact more in every man's case about which we know nothing. The first thing God does is to give us a spiritual spring cleaning. There is no possibility of pride left in a man after that. I have never met a man I could despair of after discerning what lies in me apart from the grace of God. That's the end of Oswald's message. It is so human of us and so frequently found throughout Christian circles, especially in churches, the tendency to point out the faults of another. At one time I had a very good woman friend whose family called her the Queen of Criticism. Essentially, she defended her words and defended herself against that statement. But I'm only trying to help you do better. I'm only trying to help you see the mistakes so you can correct them. But when we try to help others see their mistakes or correction, it's not a positive thing. It's rarely positively received. Rarely you will find an individual who will receive criticism graciously, apply it, and move on. But the point of the matter is, criticism truly is not intended to be the work of another human being. Christ's word, judge not so that you don't receive judgment, is along the line of most people find it easier to dish it out than to accept the criticism back to themselves. Since God really is the one who knows our frame and knows everything about us and everything we're thinking and even our motives, God is the only one that can legitimately criticize. And typically when the Holy Spirit convicts me of a particular issue, it really is far less painful than if some other human being is trying to point out my flaws. And usually I can respond to the Holy Spirit because His delivery to me is generally in a very quiet and subtle way, but very humbling, and yet in a way that it's just between me and God and nobody else sees my embarrassment. Even Jesus, as he did his ministry, was extremely kind and didn't point out the obvious flaws of the people to whom he ministered. Now, the Pharisees, on the other hand, did point out all the flaws of the people to whom he ministered and the flaws of Jesus himself. And Jesus' only real criticism, overt criticism or sarcasm, was directed at the spiritual leaders of the day who were carrying the holier-than-thou attitude. As Christians, if we want others to come to know our God and come to receive our Savior, we would be well served to put down every possible statement of criticism and never speak it again, and have only words of affirmation and acceptance. This doesn't mean that we should just accept sloppiness and slovenliness, but rather gently encourage people to do their best and not point out their flaws. Most people recognize when they fumble or make a mistake, and most people really aren't trying to make the mistakes, would prefer to do a better job. So as we approach each other with deference and kindness, then we will deliver the love of God and enable people to achieve their very best. June 17th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The uncritical temper, judge not, that ye be not judged, Matthew 7:1. Jesus says regarding judging, don't. The average Christian is the most penetratingly critical individual. Criticism is a part of the ordinary faculty of man. But in the spiritual domain, nothing is accomplished by criticism. The effect of criticism, dividing up of the powers of the one criticized. The Holy Ghost is the only one in the true position to criticize. He alone is able to show what is wrong without hurting and wounding. It is impossible to enter into communion with God when you are in a critical temper. It makes you hard and vindictive and cruel, and leaves you with the flattering unction that you are a superior person. Jesus says, as a disciple, cultivate the uncritical temper. It is not done once and for all. Beware of anything that puts you in the superior person's place. There is no getting away from the penetration of Jesus. If you see the mote in your eye, it means I have a beam in my own. Every wrong thing that I see in you, God locates in me. Every time I judge, I condemn myself. See Romans 2:17-20. Stop having a measuring rod for other people. There is always one more fact in every man's case about which we know nothing. The first thing God does is to give us a spiritual spring cleaning. There is no possibility of pride left in a man after that. I have never met a man I could despair of after discerning what lies in me apart from the grace of God. That's the end of Oswald's teaching. I think the word that strikes me most significantly here is the old phrase, it takes one to know one. So when I'm pointing out the faults of someone else, is most likely because there's a fault within me that I see. There's no value in criticism one for another within the body of Christ. And it is probably one of the most crippling factors of Christ's bride, and one of the things that is most largely the deterrent for people to come into the church to receive a word from God. Let us put down our criticism and let us hold each other in high esteem, and let us follow the mark of a Christian, the true testimony that we are believers. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. Criticism comes easy, but criticism is destructive. Take the high road and constantly affirm. And bless.